Here with me I have Al Mussel, and he works at the University of Guelph. And I'm going to let you, first of all, just tell me a little bit about the type of work you do.
Well, I'm an ag economist with the George Morris Center. We're a not-for-profit ag economic research institute, so we do farm management research, ag marketing research, trade research, ag policy, the whole range, really.
Well, your presentation focused on how ethanol in particular can reshape global trading patterns for meat in particular. I thought it was very interesting. Can you just give us a couple of the key points you made in your remarks?
Sure. What we see is as you have an ethanol industry that is developed on feed grains, it influences the basis pattern for those feed grains. Now, in North America, it doesn't matter really whether you're in the Western U.S., Midwest, Eastern Canada, Western Canada. The market in feeder animals, whether we're talking about feeder pigs or feeder cattle or calves or what have you, it's free trade. So essentially, the pricing of those feeder animals is based on the value of the fed animal less the cost to feed it, and that provides the budget for the feeder animal. So where a particular region develops a ethanol policy based on corn or based on a feed grain, they put themselves at a cost disadvantage relative to competing for the feeder animal. And I think we could see some very significant adjustments over time as that plays itself out.
Well, for example, then, when you talked about Canada being, I believe, an exporter of meat right now, but depending on how the development of biofuels goes, especially with ethanol from feed grains, that could significantly change, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the basic mechanism is, dealing where we are in Eastern Canada, we're in the process of coming from an export basis for corn, in other words, the surplus corn region, which has allowed us to feed livestock there very efficiently. We're in the process, as we develop an ethanol industry, to going to an import basis, which is going to make it very difficult for us to compete for feeder pigs in particular, which we are surplus in, and feeder cattle to a lesser extent, which we are deficit in. So we've been trying to bring them up out of Kentucky and Tennessee and so forth and feed them out in Ontario, and we're going to have a heck of a time doing that sustainably over time as we move to that import basis for corn.
So looking into the crystal ball, how do you see the next couple years shaping up when it comes to the livestock industry in Canada?
Well, you know, it's hard to put a time to this. Some of these things, these trends take a long time to play themselves out. You know, we've got a lot of folks that are still working off farm-fed grains, and, you know, they may perceive that the basis for corn doesn't matter a whole heck of a lot to them because they feed what they grow anyway. The long run, I think it's pretty clear, unfortunately, you know, unless something changes. You know, I hope we all like the taste of Brazilian beef and pork because that is the direction that it's going.
Well, good point, and thank you very much for taking time to talk with me here at this Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.